Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Today we're joined by former Wisconsin Badger, now a San Francisco 49er, Chris Maragos. Chris, it's been a busy year for you. I appreciate you coming on. Tell everyone out there what it was like, hearing that phone call from the Niners.
You know, it was great. I actually heard from them right around the early of the sixth round, and talked with them and talked to the defensive backs coach, and he really liked me a lot. And there was actually a possibility they might have drafted me, but it didn't work out for that case. But there definitely was a lot of interest, and just to have an opportunity to go play in the NFL was a dream come true, man. Just seeing the Lord's hand in the whole situation. Even now that I'm here, it's pretty cool to see that he had a sovereign plan, the whole time, just to just to get me here.
Excellent. And what's that like? I mean, take people through it. I mean, sometimes you hear guys getting those phone calls, during the draft. Hey, this is such and such team. If you're still there in the next round, we're going to take you. Besides the Niners, did you have any flirtation with any other teams?
Yeah, there's definitely some other teams. Just for the team's sake and my sake, keep those confidential. But yeah, there's teams. There's definitely some teams that called and said that they were going to draft me, or there's possibility they're going to take me, with the next pick that they had, or all those kind of things. So it's definitely an up and down day, and you definitely are going on a roller coaster ride, the whole day. So once we figured out we were San Francisco, it was kind of time to kind of be excited, but to also know that we got a lot of work to do to make the team.
Excellent. And and sticking kind of with that theme, after the draft, you get that call, you're going to the Niners. Was there any inkling that you might end up there? Did your heart tell you that you might end up somewhere else?
San Francisco, prior to, pretty much before the draft, a week or so before, didn't really have a whole lot of communication with them, had a lot of communication with probably at least 15 to 20 other teams. San Francisco was probably one that was least out of all of them.
Okay.
And just to kind of see how it all went down, it was pretty neat, definitely know that there's a reason why I'm here, just really looking forward to having the opportunity to go out there and compete day in and day out.
That's awesome. Once the plan's in motion, you get contacted by San Francisco, where you're headed. How much do you brush up on, teammates, and, do you look at the roster? Do you kind of start scanning over those type of things?
Yeah, I think, for me, I'm not really kind of looking at, different roster situations, different guys on the team. The big thing for me is I'm just trying to go out there and compete every day and, go out there and just prove to everybody what I can do, and just show the coaches that I'm willing and, I want to win, and I have a heart and a passion for the game of football. So, that's really what I want to display, and really just trying to let the Lord handle the rest of it.
Excellent. Once again, Chris Maragos, the San Francisco 49er. They got you playing safety, defensive back, strong safety, free safety.
Yep, I'm playing a free safety position right now, but our safeties are pretty much interchangeable a lot of the time. So, I think a big thing is that I can play kind of both. Sometimes I drop down, in the cover three, safety, a lot of times I'll be back in the post. It just depends on the defense and the formation that the team gives us.
Nice. And for the folks listening out there, if you're not familiar with Chris's game, very versatile young man. Walk on at Western Michigan, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Actually was a receiver.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to. So, is there any chance, have you told the coaches, hey, man, I can catch, I can go both sides?
Yeah, I think they've seen some of my receiver film from when I was at Western Michigan and seen some of that kind of stuff. I think that they're pretty familiar with the fact that that I was on both sides of the ball. So if the need be, or if there is an opportunity, I'm all for it. And would love to help out in any way that I can. I think that's the biggest thing that I really want to accomplish is I just want to help this team win. And with Coach Singletary's got going on and the way that he's instilling just some different things that he believes in with the guys on the team, with work ethic, and I'm buying into that, and I bought in, and I really want to help this team out, because I believe in the team and the direction that it's heading.
Nice. And then once again, folks out there, he's walk on a Western Michigan. He plays wide receiver. You played with Greg Jennings some there too, right?
Yeah, I did. Yep. Actually, Greg was you know, really the guy that really, you know, helped me take my game to the next level. Just even watching him, some of the little pointers he gave me, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, I think, you know, a guy like him is, you know, he's a special player, and even more so, he's a special guy just because of, you know, his attitude, the way he approaches the game. He really showed me what it looked like to be a football player, and not only that, but to be a godly man, and how to represent that in the right way too. So, you know, he's been a huge, huge help, and obviously he's had a lot of success in the NFL as well.
Excellent. And then you go on to Wisconsin, where you earn Big Ten honorable mention, and then, you know, you really get on the NFL radar, and then you end up in San Francisco. I mean, looking back, I mean, this crazy whirlwind of the last 6 or 7 months, and throwing getting married as well, besides everything else going on. I know you're founded in your faith. I know you're strong in that, so I know you're not going to, you know, struggle with the questions of, you know, what's next or where am I going. But through the ups and downs, all the trials of the last, you know, 6, 7 months, I mean, what was kind of the most rigorous when you look back at it?
You know, I think there's a lot of different things that was thrown my way. You know, I was getting ready and set to graduate in May there. You know, was trying to, you know, impress scouts enough to where I could possibly put myself in a position to get drafted, or, you know, to be an opportunity to make an NFL roster. You know, there's a lot of different things. I think the biggest thing that, for me, coming into all this and everything within the past 6 months is probably just a combination of everything, you know, and trying to balance all the different things that were heading my way. And, you know, I think, you know, one of the things that, you know, continues to be a struggle is, you know, being a free agent, you got to start off from the bottom, you know, and you know, it's been real similar to me being a walk-on at, you know, Western Michigan and then walk-on at Wisconsin too. So, you know, I've kind of, you know, been in this situation a lot. And so I knew how much work it was going to take for me, you know, coming into this whole thing with San Francisco, you know, to make the team. So, you know, that's really what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to stick around, just, you know, go out there and compete and, you know, try to help this ball club, you know, win in any way I can.
Nice. And, you know, Chris, for the people out there, they would be mad if I didn't mention, you know, OTAs, you know, seeing some of those guys up live. I mean, I know the big guy last year was Michael Crabtree. You know, what did you think of him when you saw him, you know, up close in action?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, Michael Crabtree is a dynamic player. You know, he can do everything. He can stretch the field. He can play, you know, in the slot. You know, he's quick. He's fast. He's got extremely good ball skills, big hands. You know, I think, you know, the thing with him is I think, you know, what a lot of people don't really remember is that, you know, he missed all of OTAs and mini camps, training camp, came in 5 weeks, missed 5 weeks of the season, and kind of did what he did during the year. You know, just seeing what he's been doing in OTAs, he's really been, from what I understand from other people, really taking his game to another level. I think he's a guy to be excited about here in the future.
Excellent. How about teammates? I mean, who have you kind of bonded with? Who's kind of, you know, been that mentor, you know, early on, kind of showing you the ropes, you know, spending some extra time with you?
You know, I think, you know, guy that I really like to learn from is Mike Lewis, our strong safety, and Deshaun Golden, our starting free safety right now. I think, you know, both of those guys approach the game the right way, especially, you know, Deshaun Golden, what he does. You know, he really prepares mentally, and he really has a sense of urgency, and he takes care of the details. So, you know, I think, you know, he's definitely a great player, and he does a lot of great things. So I've really just been trying to learn from that. You know, really from all different guys. I've been trying to pick up things, whatever I can, from Patrick Willis, you know, just because of how great of a player he is, or Jakeo Spikes, or, you know, whoever it is, you know, don't play the same position, but to see, you know, their work ethic, their drive, you know, little things that I can pick up from those guys, or maybe just, you know, kind of understand that, you know, would help me with my game.
Nice. And, I mean, looking at, you know, this upcoming, you know, OTA, or OTAs are over with, training camps, when do you have to report?
We report the 30th, so we go there, and then we have our fall camp, training camp, just getting ready to rock and roll.
Nice, nice. And is the terminology and everything kind of coming pretty easy to you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the thing with the NFL is, you know, it's your job, so everything's that much more complex. There's a lot more added to it. You know, there's a lot more, you know, integral parts to a defense, so... you know, you can only run so many coverages, you know, there's only so many different, you know, techniques you can use. I think a lot of it is, you know, understanding the ins and outs of each defense and, you know, the fine tunes and the quirks to every defense. I think that's really what is the biggest difference. And, you know, really just trying to get adjusted to that and, you know, trying to react as fast as I can out on the field. That's the key.
Nice. And, I mean, early OTAs, I mean, how did you feel? I mean, walking away from that, I mean, did you feel pretty comfortable with how you did?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm definitely grasping the defense. I think training camp comes, we're going to continue to get a lot more reps, and, you know, preseason is going to be big to, you know, just, you know, continue to progress and, you know, get my shot to go out there and prove everybody, show everybody what I can do.
Excellent. Once again, Chris Maragos here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. It's powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Chris, you know, obviously you got married, you know, in the last few months, right around draft time. You know, what's that like? I mean, obviously, you know, having your, you know, brand new bride out in San Francisco. I mean, are you guys enjoying yourself?
Oh man, it's been great. You know, we got married right before the draft, so, you know, we really didn't get a chance to spend, you know, time on the honeymoon. And, you know, especially this time off here in July that we've had, you know, we've been out in San Francisco, you know, just working out here, but more so, it's almost been like a second honeymoon for us, you know, and we've been able to spend some time together and just enjoy each other, enjoy the area out here. It's an absolutely beautiful place to be, and there's a ton of stuff to do, and so it's really been great. It's been fun, and, you know, but again, you know, we're out here on business. It's a business trip, and you know, just really looking forward to, you know, everything the future has.
Nice, and we were, you know, texting back and forth, getting ready for the show the last few days. The Mike Singletary picture, did that look, now a body of mine, he really looks like him, doesn't he?
Yeah, he definitely does. I tell you what, that's a picture that, you know, will make anybody laugh who knows who Coach Singletary is, that's for sure.
Nice. You going to show him the picture?
I will. He hasn't been back yet. He just got back from Europe promoting the game that we have over there against the Broncos. But he'll be around. I'll have to show that one to him.
Nice. You'll have to let me know how that goes.
Yeah, so, no doubt.
is it weird not, you know, not, you know, you know, at this time you're getting ready for another year of school and Big Ten football? I mean, is it kind of odd what you're doing now? I mean, you know, I know you're excited with where you're at, but, I mean, is there any kind of like, man, you know, just strange?
Yeah, you know, it's different. I think, you know, you think about the fall and you think, all right, I'm going to, you know, have classes this time during the day, then we come over to the facility for football. You know, it's not like that anymore. You know, this is your job. It's real life, you know. And you know, the thing is, you know, if you're not on a team, it's not like, if you're not playing, if you're not producing, it's not like college where you're on a team and, you know, you get some time to develop. You know, you really better be able to play right now, you know.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I hear that a lot, you know, a lot of guys, you know, especially guys that are, you know, looking to join a team or something, you know, they all say it, you know, this is the real world. I got to get a job now. You know,
no doubt.
And yeah, man, you're doing it, man. You're following through the path in place. You found yourself a nice little place in San Francisco. And like I said, I wish you the best moving forward. Obviously, it's going to be exciting, you know, the preseason to, you know, get some action and you know, get your feet wet, you know, going up against those other NFL caliber guys. For you, I mean, how much time do you spend in the playbook? I mean, you know, that new playbook you got, I mean, how much time do you kind of have to devote to that every day?
Oh, that's huge. You know, I mean, days that we've been off right now, I've been probably, you know, hour and a half, you know. But, you know, days that we're in OTAs or minicamp, you know, we're there, you know, all day. So I think the big thing is that I can pride myself on is being a smart player. You know, I think you can put yourself in a lot of good situations, and, you know, you can beat out a lot of guys who, quote-unquote, might have more talent than you. So, you know, I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, understanding the defense, where to put your body, what, you know, how to, you know, really use your leverage points, you know, to your advantage. So, you know, definitely putting a lot of time in on the playbook and, you know, just trying to master it right now.
Excellent. Well, hey, Chris, we want to wish you the best moving forward. I'd love to touch base with you as the summer, you know, gets deeper into fall. And, you know, hope the dream comes true. I hope you, you know, get that contract and they keep you on the 53-man roster. And, you know, we see Chris Maragos during the regular season.
That's it. Lord willing, it'll happen, man.
Yeah, that's it, man. And like I said, for the folks out there, Chris, a very, very sound young man. Does devote a lot of his time to, you know, bettering the lives of others through a lot of sort of outreaches. You know, I'm sure once you get your feet planted in San Francisco, need be, I think that'll all start up again, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been able to sneak a couple in so far, so that's been good. But, yeah, definitely once we get our feet wet, it'll be a lot more stuff in the future for sure.
Excellent. Well, hey, Chris, wish you the best again on the 30th. Good luck, and like I said, we'll be touching base.
All right. Thanks, Bo.
Yep. Chris Maragos, San Francisco 49er defensive back, walk-on at Western Michigan, walk-on at Wisconsin. Fantastic talent. Remember, he played wide receiver, but now he's a free safety. for the San Francisco 49ers. Great young man joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Once again, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.